Friday Mix. Food.
It's 18 minutes past one, and as we always do, our Friday show includes a conversation about an eatery that's worth checking out. And we try and bring you as much variety as possible as we profile not just the founders, the operators, but also the food itself. So it's a combination of aspects of the food business, of course. So from the fine dining experience that could cost you an arm and a leg to things like street food. And so there's and everything else in between. And this afternoon, we're chatting to Hlompho Mokoena, who's the founder of the Wing Republic. And the Wing Republic used to be a pop-up restaurant, but they've decided to grow up and do the adulting of the food business. Hello, Hlompho.
Hello, Azza. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
So you started in 2014?
Yeah.
So 4 years later?
Pretty much 3 years.
3 years later.
Yeah.
Okay. So how long have you been a restaurant versus the pop-up restaurant?
So we've been a restaurant since the 2nd of November last year.
Okay.
So it's almost there.
Yeah. So why did you make that decision?
Well, I guess starting out as a pop-up restaurant, we do a lot of events, a lot of markets, and gradually you get a lot of people saying, so what happens if I want to eat your wings?
Anytime,
like on a Monday, Tuesday. So we're literally driven by our consumers to say, open a store, solely because of demand.
Okay. So does that mean that you've abandoned what you were doing
before? No, I haven't,
before?
Actually. I haven't. So in between the store, we still do pop-ups.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, I mean, this past weekend, they're delicious and they're amazing as always. So It's pretty much that, you know. So we're trying to, I think, in fact, going forward, from a business model, mm-hmm. whether we open in Cape Town, in Durban, or any other province,
yeah.
we'll probably do that. Open a store, and in addition to that, still do events outside of it. Because in comparison to everyone else, or the big boys, if I can call them
mm-hmm.
that, you
mm-hmm.
know, they don't do eventing. Like, you'll never find any of the other chicken brands doing events.
Or maybe they're not as agile. They're not as agile. You know, the people who organize events or festivals might have to wait a much longer time
Correct.
To get an answer. Whereas with you guys, like, yeah, we're on board with it.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
So why the wing? Because you've made the wing the star of your offering.
So pretty much how the business started was really around wings, you know. So we decided at the time to specialize in chicken wings, you know. So
mm-hmm.
that's where the name came from. Coming from a marketing background, I figured I needed to brand this thing, you know, because before anything else, people buy into brands. You know, they don't just buy wings because they're wings, but they buy their wings from a particular place. I mean, you know, the popular chicken business where everybody would go because chicken licking, you know what I mean?
Yes.
So in this case, it was exactly the same thinking to say, let's build a brand that people can be familiar with and pretty much piggyback on that, you know. So having started as a pop-up, The one thing that I picked up from an eventing and in market space is that a lot of business are not branded, you know, be it from a clothing, be it from a container,
yeah.
and all of those things. So we figured, if I were to build it as a brand, have a logo, some that you can identify it with.
Mm-hmm.
So even if I move from a market in Midrand to one in downtown Joburg, you'll notice that I have seen this logo somewhere, I've eaten their food, therefore the food is good.
Right.
Hopefully, you know what
yeah.
I mean? So that's pretty much where the logic comes in. So it was now the Wing Republic, specialized in chicken wings. But as soon as we opened the store, because I come from a marketing background, I wasn't familiar with how a store needs to operate. So you get a Zania saying, Clump, I've been to your store on Monday. I ate peri-peri wings. I came to your store on Wednesday. I ate lemon pepper.
Mm-hmm.
I'm tired of wings, man. Give me something else. So
yes.
that's when the extension came in to say, how do we then add the wing still being the hero, but how do I then make sure that I'm a business person, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
How do I then still make sure that Azania walks in and still spend her money there? That's when we started introducing like the pastas,
yeah.
the beggars,
yeah.
and
the ribs,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that I can just give you everything, you know, like a restaurant would do, but obviously specializing in chicken wings.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, as it is now, we have 13 flavors of chicken wings and we try
13,
yeah.
Ooh, that must be quite a process of, a development process in the kitchen where you're trying out all these different sauces. What did you start with?
So we started with, I think, barbecue and peri-peri. So we literally had two flavors.
Uh-huh.
And gradually, based on research, based on feedback from consumers, you know, someone would say, I want something spicy.
Mariscababa,
you know what I mean? Like that kind of thing. And then you start thinking, maybe...
But Hobaba is like a different level for everybody.
Correct, you know what I mean?
Look at Nando's, they have their little triangle that shows you what they're talking about.
Correct.
The heat levels that
correct.
That you're likely
so
to
I
experience.
So I think essentially that's exactly the same with us, you know,
uh-huh.
where we could say, you've got a peri-peri, but I don't want something that hot. Maybe let's get a hot garlic. So it's a bit spicy, but it's not as bad as, it's not as hot rather as a pepper.
Because there is a difference between hot and spicy.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. So that's essentially where the thinking now started coming from. And yeah, we've grown it like that, you know, over the last 9 months at the store. But still, when it comes to our pop-ups, we just focus on two things. Solely because if you're at events and markets,
yes,
people want the quick turnaround time.
Yes.
So you don't have time to be doing like a pasta dish, all of that. So we just still do wings and ribs, which is what we...
What's the secret then to a good wing, especially from the feedback that you're getting from your customers?
I think more than anything else, the food has to be cooked. You know, you are now caught up in a market. There's a queue of 30, 40 people in front of you, you know. Fundamentally, no one wants to eat uncooked chicken.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the food has to be cooked. But more than anything else, it has to be tasty. So those are two things we don't compromise on.
Okay.
You know, I'd rather have you waiting for 30 minutes than you eating uncooked food.
Okay.
But more than anything else, it has to be...
30 minutes is a long time.
Do you get it?
Yeah. So what do you do? The wing itself has three little sections. And I find that that last little piece... What do we call that last little one? Because you have the one that offers you the most amount of meat with the one bone in it.
Yeah.
And then you have the middle one, my favorite actually, with the two bones in
really?
It.
Really? Yeah.
That's my favorite. And then you have that last little piece that's always the first to cook, the first to burn, you know, the first to be thrown away. And I'm sad that people don't often include it when they say things like wings or buffalo wings or whatever it is. It hardly features.
No.
And it's such a nice little piece of the chicken.
Well, I think in terms of the time that I spend cooking wings,
yeah,
people don't really like that piece, you know?
Really?
So I promise you. So
no, Tlompo, come on, please. Someone back me up here.
I promise you.
What do we call it?
I don't know. The other one is a drumette. There's the winglet. The small piece. Have no idea what they call it.
It doesn't even have a name.
No, not at all.
How sad. It doesn't even have a name. Am I the only one that feels sad for the unnamed last piece of the wing that often doesn't get included in the rest of the wing? I love it. I love that skin.
Really?
It can get so crispy. Depends on how you've cooked it, of course. If you've roasted it, it gets nice and crispy. That bone as well, if you like to chew on the bone. It's easy to handle. It's easy to work with. And then that last little digit
the smaller end.
Yeah, the flat bone in there.
We hardly ever...
It's unlike anything else in any other part of the chicken.
Look, in terms of our restaurant, in terms of offering, we have what we call buffalo wings. So buffalo wings, by description, is really the cooking method of the wing. You know, where you fry it and then you toss it in the sauce post the cooking, right?
Yeah.
And then also what we call grill wings, which is the full wing. So it has the three pieces as is. But I've yet to see someone saying, I want that cheese. So people don't care really about that, you know? So it's really around the taste and the quantity, I guess.
Really? Someone back me up, please. I can't be the only one who's somewhat attached to that unnamed last little piece of the wing. You can either tweet me or you can call 011-883-0702-31702 for your SMSs. You can tweet it at @Azania_ because... What happens with it? It gets thrown away. It's not like it gets repackaged separately and then you buy them as a bunch.
Clearly,
it's discarded.
No, not even. I think with our grilled wings, it's part of a wing. So we don't cut it at all, you know. So you get it with the wing.
Yeah, but with the other wings,
the ones
you bought today.
So those ones, no. We don't even feature that.
It's a very sad thing. Very sad state of affairs. All right. So I think it's amazing that you've gone into retail. I think it's bold that to actually... go into the brick and mortar aspect of any business. So it's incredibly courageous. I wish you all of the best
with your business venture.
Is it frightening? Especially when you look at retail and being in Bramfontein, because it's student life, it's different kind of trade compared to other areas.
It is. I mean, if you think about it, I come from a marketing background, you know, so I've worked in FMCG, in broadcasting, where everything has always been around marketing. So marketing other people's brands. So now I'm caught up in a position where it is my restaurant. I must now worry about, are the toilets clean? Is the music? You know what I mean? So it is frightening. It is challenging. But I think in the last 9 months, I've learned so much. You know? I mean, there's people that come from being a waiter or a restaurant manager and they open their own store. So it's literally a linear process. You grow based on what you know. Unlike with me, I come from marketing and restaurant business.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's gradual. And It's scary, but I mean, I'm getting there. I'm getting there.
Fantastic. Yeah. Fantastic. Well, Thabo on Twitter, ThaboKK22, has given us a name for it. Thank you. And I think it's a good one. It's a fitting one. Wingtip.
Wingtip.
Wingtip. It's makes cool,
sense.
Ne?
It makes sense.
It's actually
sense.
Cool for a piece that was unnamed, that has been discarded. I think it gives it a sense of cool and restores its dignity. Sam Mashilwana says, I back you, Azza. I love that part. Plus, the bone is so good and the skin. Mmm. Ah, yum, yum. Oh, thank you for that. Willie in Florida. Good afternoon. Hi, Willie. Where is
it? As you were saying that, you don't even know that part of the wing hasn't even got a name.
Yeah.
I'm feeling exactly as you do, especially the crispy part of it. You know, it's so nice and lovely. I exactly agree with you.
Perfect.
It's wonderful.
So what
just as a compliment, I love watching you even on TV in the evenings. It's wonderful. You're such a great lady. Wonderful.
Oh, Willie, thank you. Thank you so much on both fronts. Love it. Thank you.
All the best. Have a good day.
You too. Bye. Have a fabulous weekend, Willie. Then let's go to Gavin now in Alberton. Hello, Gavin.
Hi, Zanya. How are you?
I'm good. Welcome.
Good, man. I just want to say hi to Krumpo Matona from Matric. Gavin, work for me, yeah, my bud.
Hey, how are you?
Like a new channel. I just want to congratulations on your amazing success, my bud. It's awesome to see a person, one of my peers, that is so successful in his little, started off as a little adventure,
mm-hmm.
but now becoming a massive, massive thing. But big props to you, hats off to you, bud. Can't say I'm more proud to know you and have been at school with you, my friend.
What school was this, Gavin? Where did you go to school together?
Alberton R.
Alberton, okay. Cool. Was he a nice fella?
Yeah, he's quite a nice fellow. Bit of a strange cat, but a nice fellow. we all strange from that side of the hood, so it's okay.
Yeah. Kevin, thank you for the call. Strange fellow, he says. Tlompo, I think that's a great compliment to see your peers, because I was also quite surprised. I know you from your marketing and broadcasting days. It's like, hey, I know this guy. He stepped out and became a business person. Fantastic. After seeing that gap, all the best.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. So the Wing Republic is what it's called, and they're in Brumfontein. So you can expect to see them at different markets. The pop-up side of things hasn't stopped. So they've got 13 different flavors for their wings, and then a whole lot of other offerings as well, like sweet potato chips. There are potato wedges, their chips, their ribs, and burgers, just to add to the compliment in case of you feeling like something apart from.